One more passage of Scripture, and I'll close. Matthew 18, if you want to turn there. In verse 15 is a good verse. Once again, this is accountability. This is admonishment. This is instruction. This is discipline. If a brother sins, go to that brother. Okay, that's lacking in the body of Christ, and because of that, we're not as holy and glorious as God wants us to be. But if a brother sins, go to him and talk to him. It says speak the truth in love, because there in the context of accountability, there's also expectation. You know, when I'm meeting with couples, whatever, and just sharing with them, you know, hopefully I accomplish more because Deb puts a little bit of expectations on me, all right? She'd probably want those expectations to grow. But whatever, because of that is expectations of other people, we can do better. Verse 19 in that same chapter, if two of you agree in prayer, you release God's power. It said, if two of you agree on earth, it's touched anything you ask, it'd be done for them. So there's tremendous power when you pray personally, but there's more power when you pray together. And then the next verse said, what does it say? Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. So when I'm in my car, I'm in my house, and I'm alone, God is there. That's awesome. But when you come together in the church, God said, that's more than one, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I. So you bring and increase the presence of God through that. Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's a symphony. Has anybody watched the movie August Rush? Okay, I might not get this story perfect, but a young little boy ran away from the orphanage and ran to New York City. I'm not going to get the story perfect, but this kid was a prodigy. One of the guys that took him in helped him with the guitar. He learned guitar. He was absolutely amazing. He actually wrote, what do you call that if you write? He wrote a symphony, or what is that called that he wrote? Did I get it right? You watched the movie? Nobody else watched it. All right. Anyway, this young little kid wrote the whole entire thing, and then he actually, as a teenager, directed, and this is movie time, but in Central Park in New York City, the Philharmonic, probably, you know, a huge, huge orchestra, let's say 106 people, all playing together their instruments, are doing their part, and what do they do? Do they all do their own thing in their own time, in their own way? That's not how you do it. They come together in symphony with all of the notes at the right time, the right person, the right plane, and coming together. And God wants the body of Christ to be that kind of symphony. In Psalm 133, he said, if we ever get to that point of unity, he said, it's there that I command my blessing. There I would cause Crossroads Family Church to grow. He would bring increase. He said the oil from Aaron's beard would flow. What does that mean? That means the anointing and power of God to do miracles and heal people would be there. And I believe we have unity here, but there's way a higher level than we can reach to and get to. And when God said, when you have that unity, I'll command my blessing there. The anointing there will break the yoke. And that's for us to pursue as a church as we pursue unity. So in order for that to happen, we got to put away childish things. We got to put away our preferences. Guess what? You know, if you saw my little post on the leadership thing today, pastor was in the center, and you had about eight people with eight different opinions and on what he got to do with the church walking through the virus. And trust me, I've probably heard all eight of those already. Amen? All right? But what we have to do is learn to take our preferences and our opinions and willing to yield them to love, honor, understanding, and respect. And you know what? Virus or no virus, all of those qualities are always really, really high priorities and qualities. Amen? What we're learning through this is actually how to have a little bit more respect than we had before. Okay? And you know what? We have differences. There's a horn going on there outside. We're all different on this. But what we can do is learn understanding and respect and love for all people, even if they have a different understanding of something that's going on right now. Are you with me on this? So we're going to practice this at the church as we learn to walk through this. It might take a while because we want to do things God's way, but it's always good. I'm sorry, I keep using that same word. It's always good to learn respect. Our American culture, American society isn't good for it. And right now is good. I could say, you know what? I'm going to learn a little bit more respect. Here's another story. Hopefully I'm going to paraphrase it right. But a guy was involved in a war. He was a pilot. His plane was shot down, evacuated the plane, whatever that's called, whatever, hit the parachute, whatever, landed, survived the landing and lived. I believe he was a prisoner of war for 6 years. He survived that. When he was out and back in America, actually he was at a place where there must have been their crew or whatever he was a part of. He met the person that packed his parachute. Okay? So you think, that's no big job. He's in the military packing a parachute. Well, anybody can put a little whatever into a thing, right? It's actually, if you actually have to use it, you'd want to make sure that somebody did it correctly, amen? Are you with me this morning? So, you know, you'd think, all right, this guy survived. He was a pilot. He was high up in the military. You know, he gets honors. He decorated and all this different stuff. But when he spoke for many years after this when he'd do speeches, yeah, I was a pilot. You know, I got honors. I got all these military things. But you guess what? I wouldn't be here today giving this speech to inspire you unless somebody packed my parachute correctly. And you know what? Sometimes you might think you're not a very important cog in the body of Christ. Every one of you is important, whatever part it is. Figure out if it's just packing parachutes or some kind of ministry, find something to do in the body of Christ and pack that parachute and help somebody else survive. You might help somebody else lead somebody to Jesus Christ. Amen? You've heard this story of Billy Graham. I mean, it was person to person to person to person. It was some Sunday school teacher that, you know, led some kid to Jesus who led another person to Jesus that led Billy Graham to the Lord. Am I close to this story? Can you imagine? You think, all right, I'm just one person and there's only three kids in my Sunday school class and I don't think they're paying any attention. What good is this? Well, one of those persons ended up leading a person to Jesus that led Billy Graham to Jesus, and now millions of people are in the kingdom of God. So that little guy teaching Sunday school, whether it was three kids or two or four, whatever, he made a difference that impacted the whole entire world. Amen? So find something that you can do to be a blessing to people. Thank you, Lord Jesus.